Green Mountain Chronicles, number 10, The Coming of the Bulk Tanks.
Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows. She gives more milk than any law allows. In the morning she is pasteurized, in the evening gives homogenized. Bessie the heifer.
The milk cooler in the cans was an improvement over ice. They had this milk tank, they called it, and they used to set the milk cans of hot milk into the tank, and then it was cooled with circulating water. And then, of course, they went to the bulk tank, which is even more efficient than that.
1954, and the first stainless steel bulk tank for cooling and storing milk in Vermont is installed on an Addison County farm, replacing 10-gallon milk cans and making it easier and more efficient for the milk handlers or dairies to collect the milk from the farm. Instead of lots of cans to clean and return, the handlers now had large tank trucks, while the farmer's work was also lessened by having the milk go directly from the full milking machine into the bulk tank. The milk also benefited, as farmer Kate Beatty of Danville recalls.
This bulk tank is really good because it cools the milk fast, it's cold, and the product is just continuously better. That's one reason why older people may not like milk, because they didn't get a good product.
We all wanted to be old-fashioned. We didn't like the idea of a bulk tank coming in, but in fact, I guess I was the last guy in the town of Troy to buy one.
Farmer Jack Starr.
These creamery men had been out in the western states where they'd had bulk tanks, and they'd seen that it was a great thing. So they started paying the farmers in our area a premium. And this was the way they used to get bulk tanks in this area. And when it got to a little over 50% of the farmers in the area having bulk tanks, we received a letter in the mail that the creamers were going to go this way. They couldn't very well handle milk two ways. They were getting it in cans, they were getting it in bulk trucks. And they were going to go only one way, in which they decided to be bulk. And we were told by, I think my ultimatum was by December 25th, 1962, to either have a bulk tank or I was out of business. And I put it in at the last moment, and we didn't get any premium at all.
Once, Jack Starr, like other farmers, drove his own milk to the creamery. But after installing a bulk tank, he had to pay the milk handler to come and get the milk at considerable cost. There were other costs as well.
I think the biggest problem as far as bulk tanks was concerned was really the cost of them. Plus, many farmers had to do some rebuilding of their milk house in order to accommodate the tank. And those two things made it expensive. And a lot of farmers who were relatively small, especially the ones that was relatively small, sort of resented having to do this for economic reasons. And a few of them went out of business rather than put in the bulk tank when we'd reached the point where you had to have a bulk tank or you couldn't ship your milk because there was nobody to pick it up. Eventually, after most everybody got bulk tanks, they wasn't going to run a truck off up on the back road somewhere to pick up two or three 10-gallon cans of milk.
Everett Willard farmed for 30 years in Derby.
Then the other thing that happened, I think it also probably encouraged some farmers to get bigger who did have the bulk tank, and I could point to myself. I was handicapped at a point because I couldn't put any more milk in that cooler, and once I got the bulk tank, well, I bought one big enough so that I could triple my production and still got it in the tank. And that's still going on today.
I do feel that we were not properly compensated for the big expense that we put in our milk houses, but this would be my only drawback on the bulk tank. It certainly was a great improvement.
Part of a stainless steel revolution which ushered Vermont dairying into a new age, the bulk tank by 1962 was as necessary a part of the Vermont dairy farm as the cow.